People will see a difference in you when they're saved.
Amen.
That's the reason Jesus came. He died. He shed every drop of blood on that cross. That we could have life and have it more abundantly. Praise God. I'd like to deal today, this morning, on death. Death and the resurrection.
Yes.
Death and the resurrection. Jesus himself said in St. John's Gospel in 12 and 24, verily, verily, he's saying truly, truly, of a truth, I say unto you, except a kernel, a corn of wheat, fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. There'll be no fruit unless there's a death.
Yeah.
But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Can I tell us all here today? Unless there is a dying out, there will be no sprouting of new life and fruit and good fruit. There has to be a death. Listen, before there can ever be a resurrection, there first must be a death. A dying out. Resurrection means a rebirth to new life out of death.
Yes.
To raise up from the dead. Out with the old, the end of the old, and a coming forth to a brand new life. I'd like to say today that we're celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead. How many felt his spirit in the house today?
Yes.
Hallelujah. How many felt that life? You can feel the spirit of life in Christ. Thank God. Who is this Jesus? Stay with me a little while. He's the only begotten Son of God. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth, and I am the life. Can I tell us every one of us here today, he's the way to God. He's the only way to God. He's the only way to heaven. Hallelujah. He is the way, the only way to miss hell. And I sure don't want to go there, do you? That's the reason Jesus came and gave his life a ransom for many. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. He is the way to God. He is the way to eternal life. He is the only way to heaven. Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
He don't want us to go into that awful place of hell.
Come on.
Everlasting fire and punishment.
Come on.
I want you to know, everybody in this house today, there is a place underneath your feet. Ezekiel said it's in the nether parts of the earth.
Come on.
Isaiah prophesied, and he said of hell, it opened up its mouth without measure. To swallow up those that know not God. Can I tell you, people are leaving out every hour, every second, every minute without hope and without Jesus. I'm telling everybody in this house, without Jesus, there is no hope and there is no help. He has to be your Savior. He wants to be your Lord. He's awaiting with arms outstretched, saying, if you'll come to me, I'll give you life and give it to you more abundantly. I'm glad I gave my heart to God when I was 20 years old. 8 more days, I'll be saved. 51 years, 51 long years. Can I tell you, Jesus is alive. Jesus is true. Jesus is good. Jesus loved me. How many can say, he loved me, Brother Tommy? He loved me with an everlasting love. Can I tell you that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life? Can I tell you, you gotta believe today before you can be saved. Oh Lord, hallelujah. That song said, just suppose God searched through heaven and could not find one willing to be the supreme sacrifice that was needed to set mankind free. Then Jesus looks over at the Father and said, Father, I'm willing to go down as it is written of me in the volume of the book. I'll go down and I'll be born of a virgin. Why did he have to be born of a virgin? To be made and to have a human body like we got. And I tell you, the Son of God came down from heaven and became the Son of Man with a flesh and blood and bone body just like we have. But he was perfect and he was pure, and his blood was holy and it was pure. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, that song said, I should have been crucified. I should have been hung on the cross. Hallelujah. But I could not pay for my own sin. And I tell you, you might be here today and lost without God and a sinner, and your heart is away from the Lord. But Jesus came and he said, I love you, and I'll go to the cross and I'll lay my life down. Go ahead, Roman soldiers, and drive the nails through my hands and through my feet. I'll pay the price. I came to redeem. I came to set free by the royal blood. How many can say the blood will cleanse you from your sin? Raise your hand in the house. The blood of Jesus still atones, and it still cleanses. What happened to you, Brother Tommy? I was on drugs and I was on alcohol. I was fighting a suicide spirit. I almost took my life, but I made my way to an altar of prayer. Hallelujah. 1974. I tell you, the devil tried to destroy me. Hey, Lord, take me out. The Bible said, Jesus said, the thief cometh to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Raise your hand in the house. Hey, 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 hey. Hallelujah. There's life in Jesus. I said, there's hope in Jesus.
Yes, yes, God.
Yes.
I can't describe it. How when I went down on bended knees, I went down in darkness, I went down in bondage, I went down in sin. My heart was full of misery. Oh God, but something happened. I tell you, with a black heart that I had, I can't describe it to you, how the crimson royal red blood of the Lamb of God, Jesus' Son, when I cried out to God and said, Lord, if you'll help me, I'll serve you. I want to make heaven my home. I'm sorry for my sin, Jesus. That royal blood flowed over my soul. I said, the royal blood washed away every sin. Come, and he's going to have for the blood of Jesus. Only God can forgive us. Come on. Hey, Lord, there's people so sunk so low, and they've done such evil and ungodliness, they can't even forgive themselves. But can I point you out of Jesus today? He said, I will forgive you. I will forgive you. I will cleanse you, and I'll save you. He's still the way, the truth, and the life.
Yes.
I'm glad I found the way.
Yeah.
Hey, Lord.
Yeah.
I'm glad I heard the truth.
Yeah.
The Bible said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
I need you, Jesus. There's people right in this house today. Jesus is reaching to you. And this service was opened up special. Brother Ron, Sister Maria, different ones wanted to have a Sunday Easter service. And you're here for a reason.
Amen.
And Jesus is here.
Yes.
Holy God, I'm glad that God so loved the world that he gave Jesus to save me out of the devil's hell. Holy, holy. He came to give me a brand new life and a blessed hope for heaven. John the Baptist pointed at Jesus one day as he walked, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world." Oh Lord, by the death and sacrifice of himself on the cross, this is why we're here this morning. Jesus died and rose again the third day so we could live and have the joy of abundant life. Can I tell everybody in this house, you don't have to live any longer in the misery of your sin. You don't have to do it. Oh God, you don't have to remain a sinner anymore. God, I feel him. You don't have to remain in your sin. You don't have to stay lost. But you can be saved today. Jesus isn't reaching. Brother Tommy, preacher, how do I know that Jesus loves me? Because he took your place upon a rugged cross and was nailed to a tree. Hey, Lord, look at him today. He sits on the right hand of the Father, and he reaches over and he said, "Father, look at the nail prints in my hands. Here is proof that I died for humanity, and I died for every man, every woman, and every boy and every girl. I died that they might live." The blood of Jesus, it still speaks. I said, the blood is a cry out. I will cleanse and I will save.
Yeah. Amen.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy. You don't have to live any longer. Brother Ron, I feel him here today.
Yes.
Come on, you don't have the promise of tomorrow, solo man.
That's right. That's right. Come on.
People's hearts are stopping right in the middle of their chest. And their breath leaves. And they're gone into eternity. Holy Lord, can I tell you, if you have Jesus and you know Jesus and he lives in your heart and you've made him your Lord, when it comes your time to die, Jesus will send his angels down to you and carry you away to heaven. Raise your little head. I want, Brother Tommy, I want to have that peace and know that I'm ready to go. Lord, I want that promise in heaven. Lord, hallelujah. You don't have to remain a sinner anymore. You might be hearing me a backslider. You don't have to remain that way anymore. There's misery in the sin. This world will never satisfy you. It's empty out there. It's nothing but death outside those doors. How many's glad today that you feel the Spirit of God and the love of God? Sister Clara was a singing, "Because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all of my fear is gone." Hey, raise your hand and praise him. I got a hope. I got a hope of heaven. Jesus is the way to heaven.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Holy God. Holy God. You got to die out to sin.
Yes.
That's right.
There has to come a death before there's a resurrection.
Amen.
Yes.
You got to die out to old self.
Come on.
Yes. Right. Yes. Come on.
You got to die out to the world.
Amen.
Got to die out to its pleasures.
Oh, yeah.
There's people hooked on everything.
Oh.
Hooked on everything.
Oh.
The Lord. There can be no resurrection to a new life unless there's first a death. You gotta die out to the old simple way of living. Woo! You gotta die out to the old to be brought into the new. So why did Jesus go to the cross? Why did he let the Roman soldiers drive the spikes through his hands and his feet? Why did he wear the sharp crown of thorns they pressed up on his tender head? Why did he bleed out and shed every drop of his precious holy blood? hanging on that rugged tree. He did it all because we were sinners. We were all lost, and he wanted to bring us to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We must be reconciled to God. Look now at the bleeding Savior on the cross. He's still crying today. I give my very life and blood to cleanse you and to wash away your every sin and give you new life. I can tell you, when you come to Jesus and call on him, he'll save you and he'll come into your heart, and there will be a change in you when Jesus comes in. His love comes in. It gives you brand new spirit on the inside. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. I'm a walking in the newness of life today. Hallelujah. Jesus made me brand new. Hey, Lord, I got him. I got eternal life. I got the joy of heaven. I got him. I got him. I got him. Raise your hand. Hallelujah. I'm glad that I know Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Oh God. Oh God. Stay with me.
Come on.
This may be the last service you'll ever be in.
That's right.
I'm honest. It may be the last service and the last opportunity that you'll ever have.
Yes.
And it's here and being presented today.
Come on.
Look around you, children. Look. I want to paint you a picture today. Can I draw you a picture?
Come on.
Oh, the awful condition of our sick society.
Right.
And the human race.
Man.
The Bible said the Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone out of the way. They are altogether become unprofitable and filthy. The way of peace have they not known. We were all like lost sheep gone astray. And God says there is none good. No, not one. And that is when Jesus said, I'll go and give my life on a cross to redeem and save man. A broken world. How many has ever had broken things in your life? How many has ever had things to break?
Amen.
We live in a broken world.
Right.
We live in broken society, broken homes, broken marriages, broken children, broken mommies and daddies. Peace is scattered everywhere. Can I tell you, Jesus can put it all back together?
Yes.
Can I tell you, Jesus knows how to put the pieces back together?
Yes.
A broken world. It's all because of Adam's transgression and his sin in the Garden of Eden. Can I tell you, when God made that Garden of Eden, planted a garden, and the Garden of Eden was a garden of paradise, can I tell you everything in that garden was pure? They wouldn't nothing to harm. There was no fear. There was no hate in that garden. Listen. The very first man, Adam, was pure. He was perfect and sinless. He and Eve lived in a heavenly paradise in a beautiful garden. Holy Lord. God gave him one commandment. I feel you right here, Lord. One commandment. Do not eat of the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil. If you do, Adam, you will surely die. But Adam disobeyed God and ate of the forbidden fruit. And when he did, he died spiritually inside his heart. It separated him from the Lord. Gone was the blessed Holy Spirit. Gone was the peace of God. Gone was the fellowship with the Lord. Sin entered the human race. When he ate and took a bite of that forbidden fruit, it opened up a Pandora's box that unleashed every evil upon the human race. This is the whole reason there's wars and there's strife, there's fighting and bloodshed. This is the reason that there's hate. The love for God and one another's gone in our society. Now people are divided and scattered. Nobody in our world seems like they can get along. This is the reason a breakup of marriages, homes, and families split up. This is the reason of all the turmoil, the trouble, and the hate. This is the reason for all the life, God of heaven, that's around us with all the rebellion and the mistreatment of others. This is the reason why, oh, people don't have any love and peace. It's because they don't have Jesus. He's a peace giver today. He is the Prince of Peace today. People don't have peace with themselves. They can't even stand their own self. Does he love me, preacher? Yes, he does. I don't care if your life is broken in 100 different pieces. I don't care how miserable you are. I don't care how low you suck. Jesus says, I love you. Raise your hand. Jesus said, look at me. I look at the scars in me. I died. I didn't give you peace. I didn't give you hope.
Yeah.
Holy God. Holy God. He's here. He's here, Jesus. You're here. You came to seek and to save, Lord, and to renew. Holy God, renew. Can I tell you, if you don't have Jesus today, you are dead. Just like Adam, you're dead in your trespasses and sins.
Yes.
And you are dead toward heaven and toward God. You're dead inside. You're dead inside. I feel him right here. Jesus is wanting to resurrect somebody in this service. Come on, Jesus is wanting to resurrect you in your heart and give you new life. Why would God love someone like me, preacher? Why am I important, preacher? Why am I important? Children, I feel him right here.
Come on.
I'm a nobody. I've got faults and failures. I'm not important. I'm no good. I'm a failure. And my life is a mess. There's no purpose in me even living to face another day. Preacher, I don't have the ability and the know-how to turn my life around. I can't fix my broken heart. I can't fix the mess. I can't fix the lost feeling that I have. I can't straighten my life out. I don't know what to do. Raise your little hand in the house. Jesus knows how. Oh my God. Jesus knows how. He can mend the broken in heart. He can take out the sin and the shame. He can take the misery out of you. I'm not important, preacher. Yes, you are. You might be 90 years old. Hey, Lord, you might be a young teenager. Oh, Lord, Jesus loves you. Wave your little hand in the house. Will he reach down to me, Brother Tommy? Yes, he will. If I call on him today, will he draw me? Will he lift me? Will he mend me? Will he fix me? Yes, he'll wrap his arms all around you. And he'll say, child, I love you. And I'll save you. And I'll fix you. Hey, Lord Jesus has come on a day to heal.
Yes.
He wants to heal somebody in this house. What your trouble is inside. Everything that you're caught up outside in the old flesh. Jesus is saying, if I can get you fixed inside, if you'll let me fix you inside, I'll iron you out and I'll fix you all the outside. Holy God.
Right.
I'll make you a brand new creation.
Yes.
Holy God. Romans 5 and 6. For when we were yet without strength, Sister Sheila, yet without strength, without the ability to save and fix ourselves, without strength, in due time, Christ came and died for the ungodly. How many is glad that in due time, Jesus came? When I came to the end of myself, Jesus came just in time, and he came for me. Holy Lord.
Yeah.
Holy Lord. He's come today. Jesus has come today to,
right,
to touch a soul.
Right.
To touch a heart.
Yes.
He's come today to, in due time. I'm gonna you're not here by accident. You're not here. You didn't come through those glass doors back there by accident. In due time, this is your time to be saved and to be healed. It's your time to be born again.
Oh.
Raise your little hand. Jesus. Jesus, here I sit, Lord, in this house. Thy spirit has moved. We felt you, dear Lord. I felt you. The message has gone forth. Jesus, you said that I died to give people life and to save them. In due time, you're here. In the season God wants you, you're right here. But God commendeth his love toward us. And while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
Amen.
Jesus took your place on that cross. Holy God. He came and took away every one of your sins. Now you might say there's no hope for me, preacher. But listen. You might say my sins are too big and they're too strong for me and I cannot let loose of them. I felt you right there, Todd. I can't let loose the habits and the addictions. I cannot turn loose. Come on, I got news for you. But he came and took every one of your sins and bore them in his own body on the tree. Listen, when the nails were driven in him, when the spike nails were driven into him, through his hands and through his feet, they were driven through every one of your sins and every one of your wrongs, all of your faults and all of your failures. Does Jesus forgive? Will he forgive me, preacher? You better believe he will. The holy blood of God's Son that flowed from those wounds washes every sin and the guilty stains away. He'll do it for you if you will believe it today. Hey Lord, can I tell you God's got all power? Hey Lord, they took the Prince of Life. They nailed him to a cross. God's only begotten Son. They drove the nails through his hands and his feet, and the blood came dripping down. Hallelujah, run down that cross onto the ground. But can I tell you, God's got all power. Hey Lord, the devil said we've done away with him. We killed the Son of God, but don't be so celebratory. Hey, Lord devil, it ain't over yet. Hallelujah, they put his dead body into a tomb and rolled a big old heavy stone that weighed 4,000 pounds over the opening. They sealed Jesus in the tomb. That's the end of him. But on that third day, Lord, on that third morning, Jesus. Hallelujah. God sent an angel down. Hey, Lord. His countenance was like lightning, and his garments was white as snow, and he rolled the old stone away. That's what we need here today. It's the Lord to come down and roll the stone away. That's a blocking you from coming to Jesus. There ain't nothing too hard for God. Hey, Lord. I said there ain't no sin too big for God. There ain't nothing too hard for the Lord, and I move out of your way.
Jesus.
Come on.
Angel come down. A 2-ton piece of stone rolled back out of the way.
Come on.
And Jesus rose and came out of the tomb. I got a key today. Jesus said, I got the keys now of death and hell. Raise your hand and praise him. You can come out of your prison. You can come out of your dungeon. You can come out of your sin's prison. You can come out of the jail cell you're in. Jesus has got a key that'll open the door and bring you out. There ain't nothing too hard for God to do. Every demon of hell knows that they are conquered and defeated. And Jesus is waiting on you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They nailed, when they drove those spike nails through him, they drove it through every one of your faults, every one of your sins, every wrong thing in your life. It's been nailed to the cross. Raise your hand, the blood. I said the blood flowed from the print of the nails. And the blood's a crown today. I said the blood's crown today. The blood's a crown today. If you will come to me, I will wash you. I will save you. Hallelujah. There's got to be a death before there's a resurrection.
Amen.
Everybody in the house stand.
Amen.
Oh, God. Holy Lord. The wages of sin is death. If you remain as you are, and you don't die out to sin, you don't die out to the world, the wages at the end of your life is death. And I'm telling you today, there is a physical death, children. Listen, there's a physical death. But if you leave out of this life and you don't know Jesus, and you're not saved, and he don't live in your heart, if you have not been washed in the blood, there will be a day you'll stand before God, and the books will be opened. And if your name is written in the Lamb's book of life, Jesus will say, enter thou in to the joys of the Lord. Hello? But I tell you, if you don't have God, you'll stand there, and he'll look in that book. He'll say, I don't see your name in there. And it'll be an eternal death. But a physical death is bad enough. But to die forever and ever in a pit of hell with no hope. Holy God, holy God, holy God. God's a calling. I said, Jesus is a calling. Holy, holy, holy Lord. Hey, Lord, I'm going to open this altar up. If you're here today and you see your need, you know what your need is. You're tired of living the way you're living. You don't want to be lost anymore, but you want that hope and that peace of heaven. I'm asking as they sing, come on to the altar. Come on to the altar. I don't care who you are. Jesus can take care of it. I said Jesus can save. Oh, pray, church. Everybody in this house, pray. God can fix me. Say it inside. Jesus, God's Son, can fix me.
I'm not alone in evil.
Come on, children.
I'm nothing.
Jesus loves you. All Jesus is a reaching.
I've made mistakes. I've often slipped.
Yes, Lord.
This common lesson born. But I'm proven someday. Just why I say, I'm a mistake.
Jesus is here. He's walking right in our midst. Yes, Lord. Come on, Jesus wants to save you. Will you give your life to him? Will you give your life to him right now? Holy Lord, holy Lord, call on me, call on me.
Oh,
Oh, yes. A crimson ring.